real-life theater at its best. Dear Dot Nettie Mae Theater Productions is the creative expression of writer, director, and actor R. Miranda Burke, whose new play, With This Ring, will be performed at the Fairfield Community Arts Center on July 6th and 7th at 7 p.m., Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are writer and artistic director and actor Miranda Burke, actors Shawana Sims and Nisha Jameson. Ladies, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Miranda, new plays. How hard a nut to crack is that?
It's extremely hard. I always take my time writing stage plays for that reason, because I like to think about the characters. They live in my head, and I have to get them out of my head by writing them out.
You've been living with these characters for a while.
Yes, these characters probably about 4 or 5 years. Longer than that, maybe.
How long did it take to bring this play to life?
It took us 2 years. It's a sequel to the one we did 2 years ago. The previous play was called Love Changes. So originally it was not supposed to be a sequel. It was supposed to be a one and done thing. But the feedback we got, people had a lot of questions like, well, what are these characters going to do next and whatnot? So wheels started turning, and before you know it, start writing a sequel.
Is it a show that someone can enjoy without having seen the prequel?
Exactly. It's a standalone play on its own.
Nisha, were you in the first play?
Yes, I was.
Are you playing the same character this time?
I am.
So the character has grown and you have as well. Do you feel like you're able to follow along with your characters?
Yes, my character has grown a lot. She come from not being able to bear children to having a child. So I have grown with the cast and with the character to be able to give what the character should in the show. So
talk about Miranda as a director. What does she give to you?
She inspires me to write and just to be a better person altogether.
Shawana, tell us about your character.
Well, I am actually the new kid on the block. So when she had her play a couple of years ago, we went to see it and it was phenomenal. So I was an audience member. And then as she was working on this play, With This Ring, she asked me if I would help out and be the stage manager. So I'm like, sure, no problem. And then from there, attending to me being or playing one of the cast members, we had to make some changes. And so I ended up playing the role of Donovan's mother. So I'm new to this. So this will be my first time on stage.
So you're new as an actor. Was your character in the first play? Or is it a new character as well?
It's a new character as well. So some of the characters that she has are new this time around. And then you've got like the main actors or the core that was in the first play that she had wrote.
Miranda, this is the first production of With This Ring, I take it.
Yes, this is the first run of With This Ring we're doing this summer.
How much do you change once you get a physical human being to read the lines that you've been living with? How much effect does that have on the work?
Oh, it plays a major effect, because I can tell what the actor, they embody the character in a way that I may not be able to interpret. So sometimes when I do hear it in my head, they'll take the script and they'll say, you know what? I think this character will say that. Like, for example, with Nisha, I know for her character, Mariah, she'll say, my character wouldn't say this thing, especially since she's been living with the character for 2 years now. So
is it challenging for your actors when you go in and rewrite a line, perhaps?
No, not so much, because we like to collaborate together at times, because I do love to hear their perspective, especially for the ones who's been playing the characters for a long period of time. I feel like sometimes they know the character better than I know it at times. So
where do you see this taking place, Miranda?
Present day.
Any particular part of the country?
It's in the South, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Is that where you're from, perhaps?
No, I'm from here, born and raised Cincinnati. I just love the South.
Shawana, you said, mentioned that you had attended Hughes. Are you a lifelong Cincinnatian?
Yes, I am. My family originally is from New York. They're from Brooklyn and Manhattan, but my mother moved here, so I am originally born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio.
How about you, Nisha?
Yes, born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And you have invited your guests to attend in Wedding Finery.
Yes.
Why so?
Because the lead characters are actually getting married. Or are they getting married is the question. We've witnessed them go on this journey in the previous stage production about wanting to be married. And now we're at the point where, are they going to get married?
Will there be cake?
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Well, <that's... laughs>
Your website describes your theater company as faith-based, encompassing the layers of relationships and growth with real-life drama, showcasing urban lifestyles. How difficult is it to combine your faith with your theatrical message?
In one sense, it's difficult, but in another sense, it's not, only because for me, my biggest thing is there are a lot of people who won't go to church or won't build their relationship with God because they've either been church hurt or maybe they don't believe. So my job as the theater company owner is to meet them in the middle, and they'll come see a play, they'll go to a concert, they'll see someone dance, and our job is to deliver that message with real life situations and not throwing a Bible upside their head. Like, here's this scripture, you need to listen. And in our stage plays, you'll never hear us quoting scriptures because we want them to feel the message in that environment.
The name of the theater company is Dear.Nettie May Theater Productions. I'm guessing there's a story to that unusual title.
It is. All of my grandmother's names put together. My two great-grandmothers are the first. They're Dear and Dot. Those are my paternal and maternal great-grandmothers. And Nettie and May are my paternal and maternal grandmothers. And I did that because I wanted to honor all four of those women. I'm actually a hybrid of each one.
Nisha is an actor. Are you specific with this company?
I am specific with this company. 2 years ago was actually my first stage play. And I kind of had the same story as Shawana, where I came on as a stage manager and then some changes occurred and I wound up playing the co-star, Mariah.
Where do you want to take this play, Miranda?
I actually want to travel all over the world with this message, with to both stories together, with Love Changes and with this ring, and just share the real life story of love and relationships, and that knowing your worth can be found and love is possible. So that's what I want to talk about. I'm a relationship romance girl at heart, so I really want to travel with this and just show this to the world.
Shawana, who else is in the show? Who else is in the cast with you?
We have Donovan Thornton, who plays as Miranda's fiance. We, of course, have Nisha, who plays as Miranda's sister. We have Alan Banbury, who plays my ex-husband.
Looking at a question without giving away the plot, isn't it? Yes.
And then I will play his ex-wife. And then we have Will. He plays Miranda's father. And then Brandy plays his wife. So she plays as Miranda and Nisha. I'm sorry, because they are sisters. They are the parents. Am I missing anyone?
Les.
Her husband. Les.
And Donovan is played by Will White.
Yes, so. Will White.
Sets and costumes. Did y'all do that yourself too?
Our costumes are actually, we've been styled by a lady by the name of Yvonne Ballard. She owns Nove Decor. Some of us got styled by her exclusively, and some of us are doing our own styles, but she's been with us the last 2 years. And our set is being provided by Value City Furniture.
And I imagine tickets are available through a website?
Yes. If you go to Fairfield Community Arts Center's website, you can buy your tickets there online, or you can call, or you can go to Fairfield Community Arts Center's box office personally and purchase your ticket.
And we will be happy to provide a link to that through our website, wvxu.org. It's With This Ring by Dear.Nettie May Theatrical Productions. R. Miranda Burke's new play on stage July 6th and 7th at the Fairfield Community Arts Center, 7 o'clock both nights. Dear.Nettie May Company is a future-forward brand of stage production, inviting you to bring your plus one, wear your wedding best, to the show. My guests have been writer, director, and actor Miranda Burke, actors Shawana Sims and Nisha Jameson. Thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.